Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
I got Darren Kennedy with me, who is the brand new host of the 6 o'clock show. How's that?
It's great. I'm keeping Brian's seat warm while he's off being a daddy.
Congratulations again to the beautiful couple, Brian and
Martha. I know, I'm delighted for them. I'm like daddy, no kids. He's daddy, two kids. It's a different type. It's a different kettle of fish.
Very different, but equally valid.
Someone said that to me recently. I'm like, excuse me, I am not a daddy yet.
Yet,
but,
you might be.
You know, hopefully it's on the cards someday soon. No, joking. Don't want to be anyone's daddy. So it's great. I'm absolutely loving it. It's a real kind of full circle moment. And actually, the other day we had Carl Broderick and Alan Hughes on as guests, because it was like 50 years of Pride. It was 30 years of their relationship. And Alan got me in the door with Ireland AM back in the day.
No way.
Yeah, because he lived around the corner in this little estate in Santry. Yeah. And I was like 16 and I wanted to work in TV. And I said to my mom, and she went, well, go around and introduce yourself.
Knock on the
door.
And
I was like, what'll I say? And she told me what to say. And I literally went around, knocked on the door and said it verbatim. And I got to know the lads. And then he arranged for me to do to become a runner for a couple of weeks in Ireland AM.
Which is where people need to start. And people assume like, oh, Darren, I just wandered into telly one day. No, like, hours and weeks and years of work.
Yeah, and you know, it was the best training for me. Yeah. It's the university. It's like a lot of things in life. Listen, I went to college and I studied what I studied because I just wanted to go and live in France.
Were you business as well as business and language? I was business and language. I did Russian.
In Trinity?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. No, a long time before you were there.
Well, no, here's the thing. I wanted to do Japanese.
Yes.
In DCU, International Business Japanese. And the reason why I didn't do it in the end was because it's, you're learning it ab initio, which is completely your new alphabet, all the rest, I would have had to drop French. And I love French.
Okay.
I'd done that for my leaving cert.
Yes.
So I did French and Spanish for business. Yeah.
There you go.
So there, we're very worldly.
So how many languages now would you have under your belt, even at a conversational level?
Well, my French, I speak absolutely
amazing.
Like, I'm fluent. Very proud of my French. Yeah. I worked very, very hard in it. And for a couple of years when I graduated, I worked through French.
Oh,
like,
fantastic.
I worked in Google here and I worked over the French team.
Amazing.
And then I was PR manager for the French Tourist Board and all sorts of things. So I'm very proud of my French because I worked bloody hard for it.
Okay.
And Spanish, a bit of Portuguese.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they'd be kind of my main.
Very impressive.
It's
one of my favorite things in the world. In fact, I always say if I ever make enough money to not have to work, I will just spend the rest of my days learning languages. And buying sneakers.
I never knew this about you.
Yeah, no, I'm obsessed.
Like,
I'm
obsessed
as well. Things,
and I don't know about you, but for me, it's like it gives you such an insight into a culture and how people think.
Completely.
You know, and it's like, and even when we talk about like Irish English, like how we speak English here in Ireland versus, it's the influence of Gaelic. It's amazing.
Totally.
Yeah.
Sure, even the other night at Taylor Swift, and there was the three different things that Cam, her dancer, shouted during We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together. And there were three different Irishisms, but like the neck of you and you bleed in Egypt. I mean, these are Irishisms creeping into English. And then Cam shouting them out and said, oh, it was amazing.
I love it.
Yeah, I was so happy.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
This is Darren Kennedy. You see him on the 6 o'clock show, keeping Brian's seat warm, as he said, with Katya, having fun because it's such a great show. In fact, it's the only TV show I ever go on. I've been asked on all of them. I've been offered, do you want it? I'm like, no, a 6 o'clock show rocks up. Yes.
What is it about the 6 o'clock
it's
show?
It's so
for
much fun.
Yeah.
It's so relaxed. It feels a little bit like this radio show. Like, it's very home from home in that you go on. Okay, yes, there's timings and things much like we have here, but it's ultimately just a really fun conversation. Usually I'm on with Neil Delamere talking about our podcast or whatever, but it's just so much crack. I love it.
It is great fun. It's very relaxed. I really, really enjoy it.
Good.
And Katya, as you mentioned there, is just an absolute pro and she's just gorgeous inside and out. And,
yeah.
You know, the whole team, it's a really good team. And you know what I love? It's like people who are excellent at what they do, they get the job done and we have fun.
They don't take themselves too seriously, but they're just all super professional. Yeah, it is brilliant. Look, you've done lots of TV yourself, right? And there's scenarios where you find yourself wandering around celebrities' homes. You tell us about this. This is one of everyone loves. Yeah. Everyone loves the idea of being able to do this.
Yeah, so this is a series of films that I do called Celebrity Closets for Lorraine on ITV. I love Lorraine.
She's so good.
Lorraine.
And so she's beautiful.
So basically what I do is I, as the name suggests, I go into celebrities' homes and into their closets. Some of them are fabulous and bigger than my apartment.
Right.
And I take them on a walk down memory lane, basically.
See, that's what's great about it. It's not just, okay, let's go into the rich person's mansion and be in awe. But it is the fact that you delve through some personality stuff within the closet.
And it's like, you know, it's like, what's the most memorable thing for you? Sentimental moments. Mm. I mean, we've all, well, you and I both know when it comes to trainers. I mean, they're ones that like will bring you to a time.
Absolutely.
I think clothes has a similar effect as music and scent, in the sense that a piece, a garment, can really evoke a time and a place in your life. Mm. At least that's the way it is for me. Mm. And it just brings you back. It just brings you back. It's like, oh, wow, this is interesting. So tell me about this. And it's like, oh my God, well, actually, I was wearing this the night we performed
yeah, yeah.
X, Y, and Z. And it's just you get another, it's another angle into people's lives. And it also, I think as well, it's a nice little technique in the sense of, and you'd know this, when you're talking about something else, people get more relaxed,
yes.
as opposed to when they're talking directly about themselves.
Totally.
But it's like, it's kind of like a ricochet. I'm like, tell me about this pair of shoes. And indirectly, they start telling you about their life.
It's lovely and it's very relaxed. Yeah, yeah, that's brilliant. Well, look, it's a great thing. And I've seen a good few of them and they're amazing. Nicole Scherzinger's one was unreal.
Love Nicole.
So much crack.
I mean, and you know, she was brilliant because she was the first person who opened up her home to us and was very, very generous.
Okay.
And very grateful to her
brilliant.
For that.
Brilliant. Right, quick fire round before you go, sir. What are you currently obsessed with? Could be anything.
Like, I've a long-term obsession with Japan.
Okay.
Yeah, like, and what you said earlier on, like, one of my goals is to ensconce myself off in a little fishing village in Japan when I'm like 60.
For
learn
a period
Japanese.
Of time, learn Japanese
yeah,
that
learn
way.
Japanese, yeah.
And so then would you find yourself online looking at Japanese things and trying to soak up some of the culture and learn bits now?
I just kind of, like, I don't even do it actively. It just it's something
there.
That I do, yeah. Like, I was on Celebrity Mastermind a couple of years back and my specialist subject was the geisha.
Okay.
Because I wrote my thesis on the geisha.
Wow.
Yeah, because I was just obsessed. And I remember having fights with my supervisor in college when I brought my topic to him. He's like, what? This has nothing to do with like your course. I'm like, I beg your pardon.
Let me demonstrate.
Actually, yeah. And I won.
There you go. Who is the most famous person in your phone? I'm expecting a good answer here.
I mean, I don't know. I hate like being a name dropper.
I know. This is literally a name dropper question. I've asked it. You're not just bringing the person into conversation.
I mean, there's several of them. I mean, I had dinner with Luke Evans last week.
Okay.
So he's in my phone.
Yes.
And Nicole's a friend.
There,
and
right.
I mean, there's probably others. I can't really think.
You don't really need to get any more than Luke Evans and Nicole Scherzinger, I'll be honest with you. Go back in time now to when you were about 8 years old, second class. If you were living, were you living in Santry then?
I was.
What school were you in?
Are you from Santry?
No, Portmarnock, but
right.
Not too far away. What school
are we twins?
We seem to be. We share a lot.
I went to, so when I was 8 years old, I went to St. David's.
St. David's
Artane.
In Artane, yes, I know.
And
it.
Then I transferred, well, I went to secondary school in Whitehall.
Okay. So go back to David's for a second then. Second class, open your lunchbox for big break, little break. What's in?
Oh my God, I'm a little hog. By the time lunch came around, it was probably empty because I'd be nibbling away in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, like at least like two sandwiches.
Okay. Any particular
filling? Four slices of bread. Probably bread, cheese and butter.
Yeah.
I was just very happy. Yeah. Or I went through this weird phase of loving corned beef.
Same.
No, but I've got a story. And I remember, and I'm a fussy eater, right? I get it off my mom. Like,
okay.
I won't touch a raw chicken fillet. And I have a distinct memory saying to my mother, and I was like, I would eat corned beef by the slice.
Right.
And I was like, mommy. And like picking out the jelly bits.
Oh, hilarious.
And then, oh, I just love these jelly bits. They're so succulent. And as an adult, I realize what they are. I'm like, I want a vom. I want a vom.
Hilary Ross from The Young Offenders told literally a very similar story.
Gross.
About loving but then ending up hating.
I'm just literally
beef.
Sucking the lard.
Yeah,
it's so gross.
Whatever.
So there'd probably be a little, so my two sandwiches, like a piece of fruit, probably an apple because I loved apples.
A treat?
A little snack bar or something, and probably a pack of crisps.
Oh, lovely.
Because my mom worked in Tato when we were growing up, so we always had crisps. Yeah, like box loads of crisps.
Very lucky.
Yeah.
And then the final question, which I ask all my guests, which I think I know the answer to because you've sent me a wash bag, but I'll ask it anyway. I don't wash my legs in the shower.
Don't wash your legs.
Do you?
I mean, it's not where I put the focus. Yeah, I give them, like, I touch them.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. But, like, you know, just a little stroke.
Darren
is
doing what a lot of guests have done, which is kind of mimic
the motion.
Eyes closed. And do I? Yes, I do. Yeah.
I mean, I was literally in the shower 10 minutes ago.
There you go.
I get ready quick. And I was like, yeah, I gave them, like, yeah, if I'm in a rush, it's definitely a focus on other areas.
Other areas. But if you have time to.
Do you wash your face?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah,
do you use a cleanser?
I use a face wash. Yeah.
Same. I use it like a couple of times a week, but I leave it in the shower. Otherwise, I forget.
Totally forget. Yeah, and I never do it at night, which I know I should, and people give out and whatever. But I always forget.
I don't really either. Sometimes
your skin is gorgeous. Right, we probably should. Darren, thank you so much for coming in. It's always great to catch up. Thanks a million.
Pleasure. Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.